Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Roy, Beijing, China is facing a smog crisis with air pollution levels 10 times the recommended maximum. It's so bad people cannot see across the street. But the Chinese government is there to help. They're asking all residents of Beijing to do what?
To not even go to the other side of the street.
What's over there?
Yeah, just stay on one side, and then maybe you can see each other.
Yeah.
The government was giving me a hint about what the government...
I'll give you a hint. It's like, brown skies are going to clear up.
Put on a happy face.
Put on a happy face. Hey! Yes, smile. Yeah. Be positive. That's what the Chinese government says. Smog is so awful in Beijing that the city came to a halt. Nobody can see far enough ahead to move. Mm. And the official Chinese news agency tweets, quote, smile and try to be positive. Hopefully there will be less smog tomorrow, unquote. Mm. Then they said, oh, and remember to shout, I'm smiling, because nobody can see your face through the smog. Why not tell people they can go ahead and breathe, just the exhale part?
Yeah.
If your last name is A through G, right, you get to breathe on Monday, right, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah. It's if like you, alternate side parking, but
yes,
for
that's
air.
Right, that's right. If you needed to inhale, you should have thought of that back when the air was clear.
Exactly.
Plan ahead.
And as a safety precaution, the government is handing out free unfiltered Camel cigarettes because the cigarette actually improves the air before it goes into your lungs.
I don't know how scientific this is, but I do remember as a kid, Scooby-Doo had a move where he would cut fog into a circle and then make it into a sandwich.
Yeah.
Have they even looked into that at all?
Nico, after millions of fights and years of debate, maybe millions of years of debate, scientists have finally determined that men really are better at what than women?
Uh-oh.
Getting erections?
I'm just wondering.
I'm not, what's he got that I haven't got?
I'm just wondering how they tested that in the lab. It's like,
I admire
come on,
it.
Come on, lady, try harder. Nothing's happening. No, not that. Let me put it this way. It is something that, according to many, many hack jokes and humorists over the years, men are better at, or men think they're better at, than women. Usually when it comes up on road trips.
Mm. Oh, yeah, reading maps, or not needing a map, probably.
Because they're good at... What do you call that skill?
Scrabbling in the dark?
No, you had it. If you're reading a map, and you don't need to read a map, because you are good at what? Because you have a great sense of...
adventure. Right. Because you don't care where you go.
It's almost like you don't need to win this game, Nico.
It rhymes with erection, right?
Yes. Men have a very good
sense of direction.
Yes, very good. Thank you, Nico. Men have a very good sense of direction. They're good at navigating. The study comes from the Norwegian University of Science and Technology, which I deduce, using my man powers, is in Norway. The lead researcher, who is, of course, a man, says that men evolved a better senses of direction through generations of the hunter gatherer lifestyle.
Oh, they're like the wolves. They're more related to the wolves, and women are related to the cats.
Cats are always just lost. You see cats wandering around. Cats ask for directions all the time.
Cats are like, excuse me, do you know where I can find some I can knock off your shelf? Would that be good over there?